Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey there. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 7th. President Joe Biden has a huge chance to speak to voters tonight, his primetime State of the Union address. And he's expected to go hard on some of the themes he'll be focusing on heading into November's elections. The economy, drug prices, foreign aid, and student loan relief are just some of the issues that could be hot topics for Biden's speech later. It'll be one of the biggest opportunities he's going to get to make his case for the White House, especially given that it's now pretty much a two-horse race. And CNN's MJ Lee says Biden is looking to take advantage of Nikki Haley dropping out.
We know that even before Nikki Haley officially dropped out of the presidential race on Wednesday, that the Biden campaign was eyeing her supporters. These are the voters that they say are potentially gettable for them. They are the voters that they think have been sort of permanently turned off from Donald Trump. And we saw President Biden making an explicit outreach to those voters in his statement on Wednesday, where he said Donald Trump made it clear that he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear that there is a place for them in my campaign.
And another topic that will likely come up in the president's speech today is reproductive rights, with a new Kaiser survey saying abortion is now the top issue for 1 in 8 voters. IVF treatment will probably be at the forefront too, with an Alabama IVF patient expected to be one of First Lady Dr. Jill Biden's State of the Union guests. It comes as the Alabama governor signed a bill into law late last night that protects IVF providers and patients after a state Supreme Court ruling that embryos were children and that people who destroy them can be held liable for wrongful death. Here's Alabama's House Speaker talking to reporters after the vote.
I've had people call in tears to say, you know, we were almost ready to get the process done and were cut short. But today, after today, they can start that back.
After days of talks, Hamas has left ceasefire negotiations in Egypt with no breakthrough, dimming hopes of a deal by the start of Ramadan next week. Egyptian state media says the delegation has left to consult on the proposals, with talks set to start again next week. This comes after President Biden said yesterday that a hostage deal, which would come in exchange for a ceasefire, is in Hamas's hands.
There's been an offer, a rational offer. The Israelis have agreed to it, and wait to see what the Hamas does.
And while the talks stall, the Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 20 people in Gaza, including children, have died of malnutrition and dehydration since the war began. Israel is still blocking aid, with the UN saying almost 40% of the aid missions it coordinated last month were denied or impeded by Israeli forces. The world has broken temperature records for the last 9 months in a row. I've asked CNN's Laura Paddison to help us make sense of this. So, Laura, what is this new data from the EU's Climate Monitoring Service actually saying?
Hi, Joe. So this new data shows that last month was the planet's hottest February on record. And it's the latest in this extraordinary run of global heat records. Every single month since June last year has set new temperature highs. And it's not only air temperatures. Ocean surface temperatures in February reached the highest level on record for any month, according to this new data.
And what's causing this?
So the heat's been given an extra boost by El Nino, which is this warming phase in the eastern Pacific that puts extra heat and energy into the atmosphere. But scientists are very clear that the main driver is human-caused climate change.
The FDA is warning people to stop buying some brands of cinnamon. I'll tell you why next. The FDA says people should stop buying 6 brands of ground cinnamon because they have high levels of lead. It's part of the agency's investigation into contaminated products, which started with cinnamon applesauce pouches that were recalled last fall. It says you should now avoid eating ground cinnamon from La Fiesta, Markham, MTCI, Swad, Supreme Tradition, and El Chillar, and throw away any you have at home. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.